SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
In this bulletin, the Coalition condemns the Prime Minister for including calls for a ceasefire in an October 7 motion in Parliament. Experts warn Australia is not prepared to deal with the increasing challenges posed by climate change. And in cricket, the Sydney Southern Stars anticipate the White Ferns from New Zealand to be a bigger challenge than usual. With the latest SBS News, I'm Kira Hayne. Opposition leader Peter Dutton has condemned the Prime Minister for calling for a ceasefire in a motion condemning the October 7 attack. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese moved the motion condemning Hamas on the first sitting day since the first anniversary of October 7. It's also called for a release of all remaining hostages, recognised the number of civilian deaths in Gaza due to the conflict, and called for a regional de-escalation and ceasefire. Mr Dutton says he tried to work with the Prime Minister's office to come to a bipartisan agreement over the wording of the motion, but an agreement wasn't reached.
There has been a position of bipartisanship on these issues, and your predecessors would have had the decency to respect the Jewish community in a way that you have not done today. And for that, Prime Minister, you should stand condemned. We have put to this Prime Minister a more than reasonable position, and the Prime Minister has rejected that position for his own political domestic advancement.
Australians who arrived home after evacuation from Lebanon have expressed relief as Israel's attack on the country continues to intensify.
I just want to say thank you, Australia. You got us back home safe. We're very heartbroken. We're very exhausted after 3 days non-sleep. But at least now I know my kids are safe.
Over 1,200 Australians and immediate family members have been assisted by the government to leave Lebanon, with almost 4,000 people registered as wishing to depart. Six Australian government flights have so far ferried people to safety. It comes as the conditions in Lebanon have worsened dramatically over the past 2 weeks, as Israel continues its bombardment in search of Hezbollah targets after a year of violence in Gaza. Australia's former defence chiefs are warning the country remains unprepared to navigate the security threats arising from climate change, ahead of today's National Press Club speech by the chair of the International Military Council on Climate and Security. General Tom Middendorp is the former Chief of Defence of the Netherlands and will address Australia's political leaders in a speech entitled Climate Change, a Matter of National Security. The author of the book, Climate General, will lay out his insights on how to adapt and mitigate the current and future challenges. Former Australian Defence Force Chief Chris Barry from the Australian Security Leaders Climate Group says General Middendorp's visit is significant and provides valuable insights.
He's invested a lot of time and effort in thinking about climate change and its consequences, and then translates all of that into what does the world look like today? And why is climate change and its consequences such an important issue for us all to act on? So we're looking for him to come and support the agendas we've been running since 2021 and what we perceive to be a lack of traction with the coalition government before it was displaced by the Labor government, and even since then.
An alliance of businesses, unions, social services and community organisations are asking for more to be done to address skill shortages across several industries. Settlement Services International, a not-for-profit organisation supporting newly arrived migrants and refugees, has organised the group to write an open letter to the Australian Parliament requesting more help for skilled migrants, many of whom struggle to get their qualifications recognised. It comes after a productivity commission in 2023 shows over a third of occupations were experiencing a national shortage, 5% higher compared to 2022 and 17% higher compared to 2021, and most new shortages were in high-skilled professions. Chief Executive of the Settlement Services International says skill shortages is hindering service delivery and wasting valuable skills of people who are already in the country.
Almost half of all permanent migrants in this country are working beneath their skill levels. There are people living in the communities and neighbourhoods with us, but they are battling a very cumbersome and very expensive recognition system. We have the perverse situation of dentists and doctors driving rideshare, of engineers and electricians stacking shelves, and nurses cleaning offices.
And in sport, Australia's women's cricket team say they're expecting New Zealand's White Ferns to pose a greater threat than usual when they meet in the group stage of the T20 World Cup tomorrow. It's been 3.5 years and 9 matches since New Zealand last defeated Australia's women in any form of cricket, yet Australia is wary. The White Ferns' thumping of India and Dubai in their opening Group A game has proved a standout performance of the tournament so far. Australian cricketer Ashley Garner says tomorrow could be anyone's game.
We know that we're going to be challenged at some point throughout this World Cup, and we know that it is a pretty level playing field coming into these types of tournaments. So I think the team that adapts the best will come out on top and be successful in these conditions as well.
The winner of the match will move to the top of Pool A. I'm Kira Hain. This is SBS News.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.